knowledge of who you are. Oh, this morning, Lord, we adore you. This morning, we rejoice and exalt you. We delight ourselves in you, for you are good and you are true. You are wonderful. You are wonderful. Oh, how I love you, Lord. How I love you, Lord. How we love you, Lord. You are love. Lord, with our eyes this morning, Lord, we see who you are, who we are by comparison. Wonderful Savior. Wonderful Lord. Glorious King. We worship you, Lord. We exalt you. Lift up my song with the shout of your name. You are glorious, Lord. Oh, we love you, Lord. Yes, we love you, Lord. Yeah, how we love you, Lord. Oh, we love you, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes. That his word to us today would be a laser light. It would just come and cut down and purify and separate. Lord, we open up ourselves. Holy Spirit, would you come and give us ears to hear, a heart to respond for the glory of your name. We're going to continue to worship as we take our seats. We're going to worship as we bring our offerings. We're going to worship as we open ourselves to hear God's word. We're going to open ourselves in worship as we respond to what he says to us. Amen. I'm glad I came to church today. Driving in the car, I said to Jen, gee, it's just great to be with a group of friends where God has placed us, a family that is our family, that we're part of. And it's just wonderful to be part of that. And just to thank the guys, the Home Soul, taking up the offering. I wonder if we could prepare to, as we bring our tithes and offerings this morning, as we honor the Lord in this way with first fruits of our wealth, that we do this as a sacred thing, as a worship. So if we prepare ourselves and the cell on duty could please prepare. And to everybody else, we trust that today, I almost felt incompetent to bring a message like I'm about to bring. Because I'm just so aware that God is so awesome that none of us can embark on trying to describe Him or trying to say anything about Him from a human point of view. Because He's just so glorious. How do you compete with that? How do you try and describe God? How do you try and express it? I mean, even in our praise this morning, this is, you know what praise is? Praise is not to bring the roof down. Praise is not, even in our thinking sometimes we can misunderstand, the more I praise, the more His presence will become real. So I've got to praise, 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 worship, 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 praise, 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 and then His presence will become real and, oh, I've broken in. Now, does that happen? Sometimes it does. But the true purpose of praise is just, it's like you don't stand at a rugby match clapping and shouting until they score a try. You jump and shout and clap and scream after they score a try. Because your delight, your joy is over something that's happened. And when we get a revelation of who Jesus is and who God is and His glory and His power, this time of praise is a response. It's just a response to who He is. It'd be crazy at the end of a match that they lost. Like, if it could possibly happen that you could lose 3 wickets in the first 5 overs. If that was possible. If any national team could do that. I mean, you're not going to be jumping and clapping in faith. Oh, glory, wonderful. Now you're going to do that when the Sharks win at 7:30 in the morning. Then you're going to get happy. And that's all we did this morning. We just came to shout and praise to the one that we're already happy in. That we're already excited about. I'm telling you this, this understanding of everything exists for His glory is revolutionizing my life. And I believe it's the Word of God for us. As I now reflect on teachings like of Jonathan Edwards and even John Calvin and more recently John Piper and people like that who've caught an understanding of that everything exists for God's glory, I want to tell you it will revolutionize your life. Just as a foundation here this morning, 3 things that are designed to make Him big and great and wonderful. Will you turn with me in your Bibles to Romans chapter 1? There are 3 things, and I want to use this as a foundation, and I only want the scriptures to come up, please, when we read them. Thank you. 3 things that glorify Him. It's creation, it's you and me, and it's the Lord Jesus Christ. The first one, being creation, read with me in Romans chapter 1 from verse 19. Since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. Psalm 19, verse 1. Easy to remember?